It's Friday, December 3rd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. An insider job at Ubiquiti, plus creative new attacks, Apple's new hardware as a service offering, and Microsoft releases a standalone version of Teams. This is the Business of Tech. In vulnerability madness, here's two good ones. Security researchers have found hardware and software vulnerabilities in HP multifunction printers that can be used to steal confidential information and remotely pivot through network infrastructure. F-Secure estimates that around 150 HP multifunction printer models are vulnerable to the exploits found by the security firm. Finland's National Cybersecurity Center is warning with a severe alert of a campaign targeting Android users that push text messages to lure victims to a voicemail, which instead pushes the FluBot banking malware. CISA has named the new cyber advisory panel that will make recommendations on subjects ranging from battling misinformation to gaining aid from the hacker community on national cyber defense. The 23-member panel ranges from social media, cybersecurity companies, tech firms, and infrastructure. In news you can use, Presidio and CrowdStrike are partnering with Amazon Web Services for a new ransomware mitigation kit. The kit offers enterprises visibility and breach protection across a range of digital assets, a beefed-up cloud security foundation, detection and attack prevention capabilities, as well as response and attack mitigation tools. Finally, quoting The Verge, quote, an indictment from the Department of Justice suggests that a Ubiquiti hack reported in January and subsequent whistleblower claims of a cover-up were the work of someone who was then an employee of the company. The DOJ alleges that Nicholas Sharp, 36, was arrested on Wednesday on accusations that he used his employee credentials to download confidential data and sent anonymous demands to the company he worked for, pretending to be a hacker in an attempt to get a ransom of 50 Bitcoin. Why do we care? The creativity of the attackers never ceases to amaze me. Faking voicemails is clever. Really reinforces how attackers only have to be right once, and defenders can never make a mistake in a protect-all-things approach. I'll comment that the list of CISA advisors is distinguished, but generally full of large company-focused leaders. Not a lot of SMB focus there. That's unfortunate, considering how many small companies bear the brunt of the problem. Zero trust remains my guiding idea. It addresses more of the vulnerabilities as well as that insider threat. Without an announcement, Apple has seemingly introduced a business program designed to allow upgrades of computers for a monthly fee. Called the New Mac Notebook Upgrade Program, and reported on by The Verge, it's a lease program with CIT Group. The page is titled Apple M1 Refresh, giving an indication of the reasoning. The idea? Pay about 3% of the Mac notebook cost each month. Why do we care? Couple this with the small business essentials packages, Apple has an entire Apple-only managed services offering. I can hear the scream saying this isn't for MSPs and it's not realistic and it's not heterogeneous, blah, blah, blah. And last I checked, Apple is doing just fine. I'm not proposing this will dominate the marketplace. Correctly, many MSPs will say this isn't a threat. Sure, probably not in the short term or in your specific customer base. And still, there should be something in the back of your mind really worried about this kind of offering if your value is just infrastructure management. Interestingly, Microsoft has released a standalone version of Teams for small business. Microsoft Teams Essentials will be priced at $4 per user per month and provide access to the core meeting features of Teams without the typical Office app bundling that requires a more expensive Microsoft 365 plan. Disabling channels in favor of simple chat, with a focus on meetings and video calls, it's a clear competitor to Zoom. The company is working on Google Calendar integration. And in other release news, Intuit is piloting a partner program focused on MSPs to help move customers to the cloud. Now, why do we care? Not sure this is the right pricing plan, but the strategy is clear. Microsoft is making sure its work tools are available at whatever packaging you want them. Why? Because the work layer matters. When a competitor becomes a verb, you know, to Google or to Zoom, you know there's an important space. As for Intuit, they're recognizing the key theme that most IT providers know: the recommendation of the implementer matters. Note they're focused on their cloud offerings, which is where the action is. Both are important because they live in that work layer, where most of the IT value lives today. Cybersecurity for small business has become overwhelming. Unprecedented threats, escalating rhetoric, and limited resources. None of us can battle alone. Lean on your community at Calyptic Security. The Calyptic's Community Shield automatically unites small businesses and raises the costs and challenges for cybercriminals by harnessing threat intelligence from our community. If they attack any one of us, everyone gets the benefit with Community Shield. The best part? No added cost. By working together, we will prevail. Learn more at Calyptics.com and tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. No bonus episode this weekend, but there will be one next. I'll talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.